Today, I'm going to teach you 6 insanely productive and actionable tactics that you can implement in your social media marketing to take it to the next level. Let's get to it. You probably have social media accounts already set up for your business, but they probably aren't where you want them to be. And that's insane because social media is increasingly more important for search engine optimization and all other forms of digital marketing. You absolutely need a great social media presence to make the most of your online presence as a whole. And I'm going to teach you 6 really easy tactics that will make your social media account so much more productive and impactful and profitable for your business. So tip number 1, identify the platforms that work for your brand or business. Not every single social media platform is worth targeting. That's maybe something that others won't tell you. Maybe you've heard it before, but Instagram may not work for you if you don't have a visual and highly connecting business. If it's very B2B, maybe it won't work. Maybe it will. It's worth testing, but maybe don't get on Pinterest if you don't rely on imagery. Now, Facebook is a pretty safe bet for just about any business, and Instagram is just right behind that. But maybe it's not worth it for your business to be on Twitter. Maybe it's not worth it for your business to spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. It really depends on the business, okay? So identify those platforms that work for your brand or business. Facebook is generic. Instagram is image heavy, and it's all about connecting and building real relationships. Really good for business. Twitter is more about personality. Now, LinkedIn is for just about everyone, but for those that may have maybe unorthodox businesses, it may not be the most traditional place to go. Pinterest is for really image-heavy crafts and motorcycles and all these things. Those are the things that are popular on Pinterest. Now, I've never had personal success with Pinterest, so I can't exactly tell you what kind of business will thrive there. But if you feel like maybe you make journals or maybe you have an online course, that might work well on Pinterest. It's really up to you. So decide what platforms work first before you start actually posting on them. Some of them are just worth eliminating completely so you don't have to worry about them and you can allocate more time to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, etc. Tip number 2. Know your goal for each platform that you've identified and write it down in a permanent place. This is so crucial. Now, for me, my system is pretty old-fashioned. Even though I grew up in the technology era and I've had a cell phone since I was a teenager and I grew up with the iPad and with apps and with Facebook, doesn't mean I'm not a little bit old school when it comes to writing things down. I use sticky notes on the wall. I have to write it down physically or it just doesn't stick for me. So that's what I do. That's how I know the perfect times that I've found to post every day by looking at my analytics, by posting a lot. I accrue this knowledge and then I write it down on a sticky note and that helps me to just retain that information. It's a very simple thing, but this is a step that a lot of people just simply don't ever cash in on. And you have to do this. Once you know what your platforms are that you're going to use, write down your goal for each platform because they will be different. I already outlined how the different platforms are different for your business, so your goals for each platform will be different. For Facebook, it might be more about ads. For LinkedIn, it might be more about creating a professional presence. For Twitter, it might be more about creating a personality for your brand and connecting with individuals. So really know what your platforms are and what your goals are and write them down and do not deviate from them. Tip number 3, create a posting schedule and a content calendar. Now, this is nothing new. You have heard this elsewhere, and I'm going to tell you it's just really important. And the reason that it needs to keep being reiterated is because very few people do it. And the reason that very few people do it is because it's very tedious work. But tedious is great for social media. If you are doing meticulous, very thorough, in-depth work on your social media accounts, you can be sure that you're moving in the right direction. When you are buying links and buying followers and buying likes and things are coming in without much effort, you can be sure that your social media presence is dwindling. That seems counterintuitive, but the more that you can engage with real people, the better. And the way that you engage with people is you set aside the proper times for each platform to do so. You have a content calendar with the types of content that you expect to post at certain times of certain days to certain people. You write that all down in a permanent place and you stick to it. Tip number four, try to spend at least an hour per day per platform engaging with your audience. This is a huge investment, and you might have to hire somebody to do it for you. But this, and this alone, will build your social media platform to great lengths. It will take it beyond your wildest dreams. I'm currently in the process of building out my own social platforms, and this, other than ads or posting certain types of content, this is absolutely the most important thing that I've found for getting new followers for me. You have to spend time engaging in real ways with real people. Try to find those people on Instagram that you're wanting to target, that you want in your audience, that you want listening to your content. And then talk to them. Talk to them for an hour per day. Go after these people. Connect with them. Build meaningful relationships with them. Social media is great because you can talk to total strangers and it's not weird. It's the only place where that methodology exists, and you have to take advantage of it if you really want to build your social presence. Tip number five. If you must do marketing, avoid AdWords at all costs and stick just with Facebook ads. There's not much more to add here except the following. AdWords will suck up all of your money. It will cost you so much more than Facebook ads. It's not even close. Facebook ads right now are vastly underpriced. So if you absolutely feel the need to market your product or service on your social media, stick with Facebook ads or even Twitter ads or Instagram ads, maybe if you feel the need to expand. But Facebook ads is where it's at. You can get so much better at your targeting on Facebook than you can with AdWords because their system's just not quite as sophisticated as AdWords yet. So you can make it work for you a lot better and it's a lot more affordable. So don't waste your money on AdWords right now or maybe ever. I don't. Tip number six, never forget that your audience is already bigger than you think. Now, this sounds weird because when you look at your Instagram, you see, I only have 5 followers. But, your personal brand, if you're on a business page that has 5 followers, maybe your personal Instagram account has 300 followers. And those are people that are your friends. They're a lot more connected to you than a stranger is. They're a lot more likely to listen to what you have to say and support you than a random person on the internet. So remember these people. You have X amount of Facebook friends already. Talk to them as well. Invite them to share in your content, to look at your business. You don't have to sell them. Just encourage them to give feedback. Let them know what you're working on, what you're passionate about. Help them connect with you so that they can then in turn provide great feedback and ideas for you on how to improve. Your audience is already so much bigger than you're thinking, and you just have to tap into it. Just look at all of your personal accounts, all the personal people in your life that aren't even on the internet, or maybe your email contacts. These are people that have already given you permission to be connected to their lives. They won't mind if you just let them know what you're working on, what you're passionate about. You don't have to sell them, but this will give you great exposure. I hope that these tips and tactics provided value for your social media presence today. I really hope that you implement these. They are really simple and they're really actionable. and I'll read through them one more time for you in case you forgot. And I encourage you to write them down. Step one, identify the platforms that work for your brand or business and eliminate the rest. Step two, know your goal for each platform and write it down in a permanent place. I use sticky notes. Step three, create a posting schedule and a content calendar. Step four, try to spend at least 1 hour per day per platform engaging with your audience. Step five, if you must market, avoid AdWords and stick with Facebook. And step six, don't forget that your audience is already bigger than you think. Never forget that. Share this, please, if it provided value, and join us back again tomorrow with some more tips on digital marketing and personal development and being a self-starter, and also being a solopreneur and a freelancer. Those are kind of the things we're all about here at DreamSpark, and I hope that I can help you out. If you have any questions or things that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, reach out to me on any social platform at Blake B. Emmel, and I will get back to you immediately, and I'll definitely think about producing some content for you to answer your questions. Cheers. Love it, love it.